Golok Vrindavan, these two adjectives are not there. Annabhilashita, Shunya, Jnana, Karmadi. There is no Annabhilashita, no requirement of testing worldly desires. Other than only Krishna Prem should go on. And also there is no Jnana, Karma, anything. So far Yashoda, all these are not applicable. Annabhilashita, Shunya, Jnana, Karma, Dana. Even for deers, creepers, trees, animals, for they are all liberated souls. But in this world we will have to take care. That or if you are serving Krishna, there should be no ambition other than serving Krishna. And it should be with no intervals. Uninterrupted. Always what?
Continuous.
Always. Like Tailudharavat Abhichinnagati. Means? Tailudharavat?
Unbroken flow of oil.
Like Madhu.
Honey.
If you will. So, honey and from up to down. That we will live. So, if anyone doing 24 hours like this, uninterrupted, and having no gyan karma there, and not any wish of this world to test, then it will be uttama bhakti. Otherwise, not. Here, if Krishna is weeping or he is laughing, no harm. We should see the heart of devotee. Whether he is cultivating his all these things, his mind, soul and body, or speech, or everything, to please Krishna. Sometimes it will not be seen like this. Here the same thing. Yashoda was leaving Krishna here. Oh, you should sit here. It seems that milk is so much dear than Krishna. And Krishna is weeping for her milk and she stopped. Krishna became upset and he was weeping. Still he kept Krishna here and went to save milk. It seems that he is so milk is so dear to Yashoda more than Krishna, and Krishna is weeping. What is this? No pleasure of Krishna. But it is called bhakti. Why? Yashoda wants that only my breast milk will not do. What will Krishna after take afterward? So this milk will be made like butter, like rasagulla, rabdi, and so many things, and Krishna will take and be stronger. So Yashoda is just saying Krishna, and Krishna is weeping. But the activities of Yashoda is only to for Krishna, for welfare. In other hand, you should charani musti. They are wrestling with Krishna. And now Krishna is so happy to test Bira Rash. Bira Rash means?
Civilry.
Fighting. And he, for so long time he wanted to test it. Now he had yet chance. And he was so happy and doing like so. And he was wrestling with Kamsa. And he was smiling there. Though his eyes were red. And they wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was happy. This happy is not, making happy is not bhakti. Because it is somewhat pratikul.
Unfavorable.
They want to kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. So here, Krishna is from upside, he is upset and he is angry. But yet the activities of Soda will be highest topic of bhakti. No? Sometimes Krishna is there in courtyard, he is playing, and he makes his shirt dirty with mud and so on. Yashoda came and give a very slap to Krishna. What you are doing? You are making this dirty. It seems that shirt is more
important
than Krishna. Actually, this is not the fact. Any devotee loves any particle of Krishna,
paraphernalia
of Krishna, more than that Krishna, but it is for Krishna. This is the symptom of pure love and affection. Also sometimes Krishna is playing and making dirty himself, and now comes and sees that Yashoda is telling, don't come. And he's weeping. Now he's thinking that, how is this? Being supreme personality of Godhead, and he is waiting to come in the lap of Yashoda and to drink milk, and she's chastising that very supreme personality of Godhead. And thinking that when I will have a chance to have a lotus dust of Yashoda Maya feet. So this is bhakti. Go on, one kirtan. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Bhar. Jai Jai Madhava Daite
Thank you.
for the return, saving the life of milk. And she was wondering, certain this naughty boy has done. He has done so much blunders. Krishna was unhappy and he was thinking that how to do anything to give my mother a very good lesson. How he can give? He stood up and took the vessel that she will turn over that vessel. But it was so heavy, full of curds, he could not do anything, he could not move. He can take Govardhan on his fingers, but he cannot move the vessel. He can also take whole world on his teeth in a shape of Barahadev. But he was not able to. They turned over that vessel. He can take whole world in his mouth, even whole world. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and all. Maha, Vishnu, Karanam, Dishai, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, everything in his. But he is not so powerful to move that vessel. Then he thought that, what should I do? Then he took a stone that was Shilaputra. Shilaputra, you know, the son of Shila.
Looks like
used for making masala and anything. That round
grinding stone.
Very little. And he tried to
break it
up from the up top here. But it was so thick that he could not do. Then he played a trick. The part of the
bottom,
very thin. And he took that pathar and just took. And very little hole was there. And all cuts were coming. And Krishna was like, oh, how beautiful. A current is coming. Like a river, it is coming. No end. Coming. From one eyes he was seeing, and other his eyes was where? If mother comes and what happened? She will give me some slap and chastise. So he was looking with two eyes here and there both. He was doing so, he saw that the door was open of any room and there were hanging so many pots of butter pots. At once water came from the mouth of Krishna and he could not take himself. He entered in the room and he saw that there was a grinding motor which was done upturned. Why? That crow or monkey cannot make any stool there. They will make in pure. So Yasoda Maya has done like this. He at once quickly jumped up on the
grinding motor
and he began to do. In the meantime, his all friends came. All the monkeys are friends of Krishna. And monkeys, when he used to take monkeys, he used to catch hold of his hands and used to take it. Sometimes taking, sometimes giving. And also crow came. They were devotees of Kagbhushundi of Ramcharitra. And also monkeys has helped so much. For Ram, they have given life and soul for Ram to bring Sita from Ravan. Ram at that time could not give any fruit, nothing. Nothing. So he was thinking that now I can repay them. I must repay them. So he was repaying them. letters to them, also sometimes taking. But still his one eye was with Yashoda, and one wife he was taking some, like this. Yashoda came and saw, where is Krishna? But she was so intelligent. He saw the footprints of Krishna from curds, and he saw all the footprints are going into entering in room, and she peeped, and saw that Krishna is stealing, taking butter and giving to crows and monkeys, to his friends. Now he is like a monkey. So I will give a lesson. And he took a stick bent in his hands, in her hands. And very gently, like cats. You know cats? No sound. They will walk over dry lips, charmar, charmar, karmar, but they will not speak anything. So like cats. He opened a door very little and just entered in the corner. Krishna at that time could not see, but he was seeing here and there, but he could not know that Maya has come here. Yashoda wanted to catch him. So like cats, he was very sneaking, and she was going towards Krishna. When he reached and she tried to catch his ears, at once Krishna saw and became so surprised and at once jumped from the motor. He came out of the room. There were two rooms, doors in that room, inner to courtyard and other to outside, and he ran towards that side where there is a way for all. Krishna thought that mother will not come because he sighed. But Yashoda Maya tells, oh, where you will go? Today all have gone to cowherds. None is here. No shame at all. I will anyhow. Guys, you cannot escape. So she was running. Krishna was running. Yashoda was also running. But Yashoda was son, old age, not old age, but proud. Proud means about 50, middle age. And Krishna was so
energetic,
little boy, and in crooked way, like this. When he saw that Yashoda has come and she will catch apples, like this. So Yashoda, sometimes tired. The flowers of his hair
falling
down. What they are telling? Yashoda Maya, don't think that you are alone. We are also coming and running with you and helping, telling Yashoda, giving inspiration to catch hold of Krishna. So Yashoda, so sweat were coming like pearls. She was thinking, oh, why cannot I catch hold of my little boy coming from my home? And Krishna was running. Here, Das is telling, Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. The lotus feet of Krishna are so durlabh, rare for yogi, which have very far their hearts. But they cannot take Krishna feet in their heart even. And Yashoda Maya is quickly running, following Krishna to catch hold. Yogi cannot remember Krishna lotus feet, and even to same Krishna, and he is running, following Krishna. If a man can, he has a motive that I should catch hold that person, then he will have to run more than that. Otherwise he cannot catch. So Krishna is running. Yashoda must run double of Krishna. Otherwise, how is she can catch hold of Krishna? So she was running double than Krishna. The same time Yashoda saw that, oh, he is going crooked here and there. So I must play a trick. He took something, a stone, that stick. Oh, see, and he, oh, I'm throwing this. Krishna did like so. Maya, don't me. Don't do so. I'm very soft and sweet. Why you are pursuing me? And want to catch hold of me and want to chastise me, beat me? Because you have done wrong? Mother, what I have done wrong? I've done nothing wrong. Why you broke that vessel? Mother, I have not done so. How it became? How it was broken? Mother, you were running so quickly and your anklet from your is so mota. Very heavy. And it touched your vessel and it was broken. I am not broken. Oh, you are liar. Don't tell my liar. I am not liar. Your forefather, your fathers may be liar, but I cannot tell lies. Any forefather, his name was like thief, chore. He see told that, you are chore. Krishna said, thief. You are thief. Does it, mother? In my dynasty, in Nanda Baba dynasty, I am son of Nanda Baba. No thief in our dynasty. But in your dynasty, your forefather, any named like so, like thief. So it may be. Oh, she began to laugh. Again she tried, again. After that, Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Go Lethajama Yashoda Dhiyo Dukha Lathava Malam Paramishama. Krishna is running and Yashoda is running more than that. At last, Yashoda Maya took his stake and see, I am just throwing to you. Krishna did like so and adjust Yashoda's course. Who was that? Krishna. Who was Krishna? Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam, Tas Deltal, Himself Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Yashoda caught and from the back. A yogi cannot take the lotus feet of Krishna here. Remember, in remembrance, he will not come. Never, very rare. Shuk, Brahma, and all are trying for that. And to whom Maya Yashoda ran more than Krishna. What is the meaning here? Krishna has affection for all his devotees. He has so much his ocean of rasa. But Yashoda has more love and affection to Krishna, that Krishna has affection for Maya Yashoda. Understand? There is two places of prema, affection. One in Krishna and another in Yashoda. Yashoda is loving Krishna, and also Krishna is
loving.
Why Krishna is doing all the playings? Why he is doing? To please her mother. And to please all the devotees who will hear these pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna will very easily come by remembrance of these pastimes of Krishna. For devotees he is playing all these things, not for himself. But Yashoda has more affection and love than Krishna has to him, her. And that is why she is running more. And Krishna was controlled. Anyhow, she catch hold of Krishna. Then Krishna, he took in one hand
stake
in right, and
left hand
he took Krishna, one hand. Oh, friends of Bandar, Panar, monkeys, you are monkey. Very naughty. Then I will see today. And she was ready to give a very stick to on his
back.
But Krishna came
behind.
No, mother, don't beat me. Don't beat me. And he was beating. Like this. Cause all were coming, and he was black, more black he was becoming now. I will not give it to you. Let him do it. I will surely today. Then Krishna became so worried, and he was weeping more and more. Then he told that, yes, I will not beat you, but I will bind you. I will bind you. And the same mortar, you are khal, and that is okhal. Khal means
naughty.
And that naughty mortar has helped you. So I punish both. In one rope, I will bind you both. And I will give lesson. Now, Krishna was weeping. But when he left his stick, he became some. But he still. This necklace was what?
Trembling.
Oh, is what? Three folding here. Very beautiful. And something?
Temple.
Here, Krishna. So beautiful. And there are four foldings in his
stomach.
These are the symptoms of very beautifulness. So Krishna had him. And when he was taking, like weeping, this was hearing where? Yes. And kissing always Krishna cheeks, beautiful Krishna. And he is telling who? Satyavrat Muni in his praying. Fourth slok. Varam deva moksham na mokshavadhim va na channeng vrineham varishadapiha idante vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanyai namami swaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajamana. He is seeing Krishna, that Yashoda Ma, by the fear of Yashoda Maya. He has kept his one hand, Krishna hand, and from this he is chastising Krishna, and Krishna is beating. Kundal is going on like this, like it is. Kissing Krishna cheeks. I went that very roof. Whether Krishna is weeping or not, Krishna should weep there. Controlled by Yashoda Maiya. And this very shape of Krishna, weeping and controlled by gopis, he should be in my heart. Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Latat Kundalam Yashoda Dhiyo Lokha Labhamamayam Parameshamacham. When we will chant, we should remember all the past times. Then our reading and chanting, remembering will be very charming to Krishna. He will come, he will bound to come and to hear all these things. So we should sing like this, remember like this, chant like this. Gaur Pramanande. Ma mantra. Yes, sir. Be ready.